Hello, everybody. In today's Naf Daily, we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 131. We continue in the Shir HaMaalos chapters. This is the second to shortest chapter in Tehillim with only three psukim in it. Let's jump right in. The previous parak related how Hashem listens to someone who calls out from the depths, who's humble and sincere. In this chapter, David reflects upon his own personality, relating how he's always been humble and relied on God with great sincerity. Like a youthful child who's dependent solely on his mother. Even when David was an adult, he relied on God like a child. The chapter ends with David affirming his patience in God's ability to save us, not only in the present moment, but for all of eternity. Now for the highlight pasuk. The parak starts with the words, Shir HaMaalos LeDavid, Hashem lo gava libi v'lo rama einai v'lo hilachti begadlos unaflos mimeni. A song of ascents of David. God, my heart was not proud, nor my eyes haughty. I didn't aspire to great things or do what is beyond me. Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch explains, David sums up his soul in three short verses. Firstly, he begins with, Lo gava libi, my heart wasn't haughty at all. He didn't have any gaiva, haughtiness, or ego. He didn't think of himself as anything so great. Therefore, he didn't try to get or attain things that weren't his by asserting himself over other people. Secondly, it says, Im lo shavisi nafshi. David considered himself equal with everyone he came across. Therefore, he didn't deem anything too big or small to deal with and take care of. This is what it means. He relied on God like a weaning child because he was able to soothe himself with emunah in God. Just like a child only asked for his mother's milk, so too David only wanted to experience God in his life. Thirdly, the last pasuk says, Yachel Yisrael. Let the Jewish nation rely on God. Meaning, David was really saying, being I have no personal desires of my own, my only concern is for the welfare of the Jewish nation. I would like to add, I love learning about David's life. We see in this chapter how David truly was the king of Yisrael and how he corresponded to the midah of Malchus kingship. The trait of Malchus kingship can be compared to the moon. The moon has no light on its own. It only reflects the light of the sun. So too, the trait of a true Jewish Malchus is to only reflect the light of Hashem. We also find the same relationship the king has with Hashem is the same relationship the king has with Am Yisrael. As it says, Ein melech below am. There's no king without a nation, meaning the king is only as strong as the people who are behind him. Therefore, the king's job is not only to reflect the light of God down to the Jewish people, but he also embodies the all-inclusive light of the Jewish nation to be an ambassador to God for the people. As we see in our parak, David truly had none of his own personal desires. He both reflected Hashem's light to the nation and represented the nation to Hashem, which is represented by the midah of Malchus kingship. Let us merit to be humble like David HaMelech, to only reflect the light of God in our own lives. Stay tuned to our next episode of Naf Daily. We'll be moving on to Tehillim chapter 132. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.